Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Making8.com. I want to welcome everybody for tuning in today, and thank you. We sure appreciate y'all tuning in right here to Making 8. We've got a lot of things going on today. It's Barrel Racing Bulldog and Tuesday, but you know what? That is not all we're going to talk about. Of course, we're always looking for our cowboy logic of the day, and I want to let y'all know if you've got some cowboy logic for us, make sure to give us a call, 646-915-9940. You can tune into us right here. Give us a call. And if you're listening to us on Facebook or Twitter, following the links right there for Blog Talk Radio, you can scroll down the page. That's right. And log on as a guest. We'd be happy to have you on. Make sure you register, sign in with us, and say hello. We definitely want to hear from you. So if you've got some cowboy logic for the day, we're also looking for the question of the week. Who do you think is going to be the 2011 PBR champion? We're looking to take your calls on that. So make sure you get on the phone. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, if you've been catching any of our shows, that you know that we have the Making 8 PBR Get Tough giveaway. That's right. We have two great prizes, a Jeffrey Scott bell buckle as well as an autographed Brendan Clark shirt. Not going to want to miss it, rodeo fans. We have the contest underway. If you have missed our previous two episodes, the Back on the Ranch on Sunday, as well as yesterday's Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, make sure you go back, listen to the archives. They're located on making8.com. Just click on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show archives. You can click on the Back on the Ranch. They both take you to the same place. You can listen to both those shows. And you know what? We may or may not have given you the answer to the question we're going to give out on Sunday. So make sure that you're tuning in, listening to us as we talk some PBR. Now, we are going to give you a hint. We did tell you that it is going to be PBR bull riding related. So, you know, when we're talking about our shows, when we're, you know, you got to pay close attention to when we're talking about PBR and some of the things that are going on there. We've got a question. We're not going to make it easy on you. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a tough question, but these are two great prizes. Well worth it. So y'all have got to pay attention right here. We got to thank David Dix and PBR Get Tough. If it wasn't for him, we would not be able to put on this big contest that we're doing. You know, it's the off season. It's the PBR Bill 4 Tough off season. As short as it is, you know, we want to do some things with you guys. We want to get you guys still excited about the PBR and what bull riding is, and get you excited about rodeos in general. You know, a lot of these guys are getting ready to head off to PBR Canada, PBR Australia, PBR Brazil. Everybody's got their finals coming up, so you're going to see a lot of these bull riders going out there. There's going to be a lot of interaction. You're also going to see them at some of these touring pros that are coming up. I do know that they have some touring pros coming up. One's going to be in Texas. I believe it's going to be December 18th. And that's going to be in San Angelo, Texas. So, you know, you don't want to miss out. It's going to be a great opportunity. I believe Rob Smets is going to be down there doing some co-announcing. He'll be in the arena behind the barrel. Should be a great time. Brett Weldon's also going to be there. Should be a lot of fun. So don't miss out, rodeo fans. But it is Bell Racing Bulldogging Tuesday. We got a lot to talk about there. But, you know, we got some NBHA, some WPRA to cover, and we want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. We're going to get things started with our first break here, Rodeo fans. Want to let y'all know this is brought to you by Five Star Unplugged. That's right. If for all your information on the Wrangler National Finals, go check out Five Star Unplugged. They're going to be located at Tropicana with several events going on down there, so don't miss out. For more information, go check out Five Star Unplugged. It's the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingHay.com. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right. Welcome back, rodeo fans, to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingHay.com. We're looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. That's right. We've got some big things. It's Tuesday, Election Day. That's right. If you are as tired as I am of watching these promos and watching these politicians cut each other down, it's almost over, at least for another couple years. You know, it has been frustrating watching these guys. I hate politics. I really do. There's politics everywhere you go, though. It's part of the business, you know. Doesn't matter what you do. Shoot, there's even politics in rodeo. What are you going to do about it, you know? But today is Election Day, so if you want to help make a difference, make sure to get out and vote today. We definitely want you to get out there and make a difference. What else going on? Oh, shoot. You know what? It's finally raining here in Florida. After about 2 months of no rain, we're finally getting some rain down here. So, you know what? I'm kind of happy about it. Yeah, we're definitely not going to complain about it by any means. So, anyways, we've got a lot going on. We've got some barrel racing to talk about here. It's, you know, the NBHA finals were just held last weekend, and you know, there's a lot of stuff going on there. How about those guys at the NBHA Finals? You know, I believe Shelby Singletary won the 1D open event. And scrolling on down here, looks like Jahonda Cox from Grayson, Texas, won the 2D. And just scrolling on down a little bit further, we got Lee Comley won the 3D on her horse, Blue Sugar Jag. I think it's a pretty cool name. Going on down to the 4D, it looks like Sarah Benson from Kershaw, South Carolina, won the 4D. So congratulations to those girls and all the other girls that were competing in the NBHA finals. I believe that was held in Perry, Georgia, right down the road from my wonderful aunt. She actually lives right there in Perry. So congratulations to all the girls right there. And what else we got? Oh, you know what? Before we get on to WPRA, we got the NBHA World Cup Finals coming up this weekend, November 5th through the 7th, and that's going to be held in Italy. Anybody know anything about that? I think it was pretty interesting. You'd be holding a World Cup event right there in Italy. I don't know how you're going to get a horse over there from the United States, but tell you what, it's pretty expensive, and you're going to have a whole lot of money in your pocket to get over there. But it should be a real interesting deal there. So we look to find out what some of those results are as well. We'll look for it next Tuesday. How's that? We got the WPRA. You know, they have got – we're just looking at the calendar. They have got events in the month of November. They have got so many events right down here in the state of Florida. It's going to be fantastic. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be covering one of those open barrel races to be sanctioned by the WPRA, November 20th, Lakeland, Florida. It's going to be a Bulls and Barrels, and we're going to be broadcasting it live on Making8.com. That's right. So you will have the opportunity to watch the barrel racing as well as some great bull riding action. I already know two guys that are going to be there without a doubt. Come hell or high water, those guys are going to be there to ride. One of them is going to be a PBR superstar, Brian Corson, qualified for the finals back in 2005. Actually, one of the first bull riders, I should say, to actually make his debut on the Bill Ford Tough Series and win it. So there's some food for thought. You know, Brian Corson is actually a really good friend of mine. I go up there to his place and ride some horses every now and again. You know, he's a great guy. If anybody has ever spent time with him, knows how he is at these rodeos, he is a blast to be around. So, you know, it really is enjoyable, and look to see him in Lakeland, Florida. We've been covering him a lot on some of our video broadcasts. But we're going to be there streaming live from Lakeland, Florida. So you'll have the opportunity to tune in to Making8.com. Go to our TV page. Check out that the link for Making8 Live. It'll take you right to it. You can tune in and watch us. It's going to be November 20th. The 19th, we're also going to be covering the Cumbie Rodeo Association Youth Finals. So be another great opportunity for you guys to tune in and watch a little bull riding, watch a little rodeo, kind of keep you in the mood, you know, for these rodeos coming up. So Should be a great opportunity for you. Do not miss out. We're also going to be this Friday, that's right, this Friday evening, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be streaming live from, believe it's going to be the Crosstown Arena with Remington Rostock. So you guys can look for that as well. We've got Jay Welker, one of the guys that actually tied for second place last week in the Sieber deal. He won the event last month down there at Remington Rostock, and we look for him to be back down there this week. So there's a lot of things going on. You got to stay tuned to Making8.com so you can get all the coverage, rodeo fans. We're excited about it. We got a lot of things going on. We've got some bull riding action coming your way, though, right after this. So, rodeo fans, we're going to take another short break, and this break is brought to you by, that's right, none other than Cumbie Rodeo Association, one of the greatest youth associations here in the state of Florida. And I want to let y'all know you need to support your youth associations in your area. You know, it's they are the future of the sport. We got to make things happen for them. So if you're interested, you're here in the Florida area, or you want to know about youth associations, get a hold of us on Making8.com. We've got the Cumbie Rodeo Association posted on our page. And you can always find some other ones. We'll be happy to get there to you. We're going to take another short break, rodeo fans. We got more Cowboy Logic coming your way. We're also looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. Make sure you get on the horn with us. Give us a call. Press 1 if you want to talk to us. If you don't, if you just want to listen in on the phone, you don't worry about anything. Just kind of keep it the way it is. So how about we break down and let's see, what's a good song to play here on a barrel racing Tuesday? You know what? I got to play this song in respect to all the guys at Team Say I Won't. That's right. The PBR guy, Sean Willingham, just signed up on Twitter. Make sure you add him. And you know what? We got guys like Brendan Clark and several others. We're going to talk about him shortly when we get back from this break. But how about we throw a little Say I Won't from Sonny Ledford at you. Coming at you on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious. It's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious. It's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. But infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself rocked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride, going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding, too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard, Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bare down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingAid.com. That's right. It's Barrel Racing Bulldogging Tuesday. But you know what? We talk more than that here on the Lunch Hour shows. And we're going to talk some PBR stuff. Speaking of PBR and speaking of our last commercial, thank you, Rob. You know, Ariat actually just extended their partnership with the PBR. So we look forward to seeing a lot more Ariat coverage during the PBR broadcast and the Built For Tough series. So you're going to see them out there quite a bit. And you know what? We sure appreciate Ariat for giving us that coverage and helping contribute to such a great sport. And you know what? We got some other things coming up. Tonight, Brendan Clark is going to be streaming live once again, and we look forward to that. Y'all have got to tune in. If you have not caught any of his shows, make sure you get over there to Ustream. You can find his link right on Making8.com. Just go to Making8 TV, click on the TV link on the homepage, scroll down there until you see Brendan Clark's show. Click on that. It'll take you right to it. It's going to be 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 6 o'clock on the West Coast, and I know we've got some West Coast listeners out there who want to say a big old howdy to you, and we sure appreciate y'all tuning in, but you got to go check out Brendan Clark's show tonight. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. This guy will answer your questions, and this gives you an opportunity to really get to know Brendan. He's got some great guests that come up on his show from time to time, some of the other bull riders. I know he's had Luke Snyder on there, and it's just a lot of fun to sit back and, you know, get to know these guys. Really something to do for you PBR fans, you bull riding fans in the off season, since there's no Built For Tough series going on right now. So make sure to check out his show tonight. If you can't find his links, you can find them right there on Making8.com. They're always up. And if, you know, you miss the shows, they are archived, so you can always go back and listen to them or watch them. Just like Making Eight's broadcast, both our radio shows and our videos are all archived. So you can go back, just click on TV if you want to watch some of the streams. If you want to listen to the radio shows, click on radio. And we'll get you over there to them. They're a lot of fun. And, you know, we've had some great guests. I know Brendan's had some great guests, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of good opportunity to really get to know some of the Cowboys here, both within the PBR and outside of the PBR. So, anyways, moving right along, we got did anybody see Ty's appearances last night on the Dancing with the Stars or on Monday Night Football? I'm curious to see how they went. I actually missed them both, so I was curious to see how those worked out, what you guys thought of them. If you guys have, you know, we've only got about 5 minutes left in the show. We can take your call real quick, 646-915-9940. Feel free to give us a call right there. Tomorrow night on TLC, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, L.A. Inc. is going to have Shane Proctor and JB on there getting tattooed. So look forward to watching that. If you haven't seen that or haven't seen the promos for it, make sure to tune in tomorrow night on TLC, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to L.A. Inc. And should be a good deal there. I'm curious to see what kind of tattoos those guys are getting. Well, we don't have any callers on the line just yet, so we've got about 5 minutes left in the show. We've got to give you our cowboy logic for the day. Here's some food for thought. Now, make sure y'all tune in and think about this one for the day. Courage is being scared to death, but sidling up anyways. Just something to think about right there. There's your cowboy logic brought to you by Making8.com. And you know what? We're going to close you out. Wouldn't be right if we didn't close you out with a good song here on a Barrel Racing Bulldogging Tuesday. Want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. We gave you some PBR info. Could one of those be the answer to this Sunday's question? Going to have to tune in to find out. Make sure you catch us tomorrow as we're sitting back on a Roping Wednesday. Going to talk more PBR, going to talk more bull riding. And always, of course, looking for your cowboy logic. And we also want to know, Who do you think is going to be the 2011 PBR champion? Until tomorrow, rodeo fans, y'all get a grip with Making8.com.
Country girl, she's talking true blue, out in the woods, down home, country.
She's a hot little number in her pickup truck, daddy sweet money done jacked it up. Party all night from South Carolina, a bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia Pete with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall, brother. She's all country. Taught her how to rip up the town. Honey, dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Thick southern draw, sexy swinging walls. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home room, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays.
Oh, show 'em how country girl does it one time now.
Announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making8 is a winner.